We're Pastor George and Terry Pearson, and I want to welcome you.
He's George. Just want to clear that up.
We are.
Well, you said George and Terry. I just thought that might be confusing.
Oh, okay. Please expound.
Yes. This is George. I'm Terry.
And we're here welcoming you on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And really, this just came up in me, Terry, that this is a special edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, because we are talking about preparing for the end times, preparing for things that are yet to come, knowing that there are things that are going to take place. We'll be getting into a word from the Lord later on in this week that Brother Copeland gave about the times that we are in, and we are in those times right now. And it is so important to stay awake, to stay clear, to stay sharp. And all of these outlines that we're teaching from, these are so valuable, especially for ministers and pastors. We want you to get these. They're absolutely free on kcm.org/notes. And you can take these and preach these to your congregations. But this is a word from the Lord. It literally, again, I've never given birth to a child. However, we have been giving birth to this message, and this is the result of the giving birth to the message.
Well, you know, I was thinking as well, George, you know, you probably realize that we record these broadcasts several weeks sometimes before they actually air, because of editing and distribution and so forth. Mm. And it's possible between the time that we record these broadcasts and you hear them, that a lot of things could have actually happened. Right. And you may be thinking, well, wonder why they didn't mention this, or wonder why they didn't mention that. And so that's possible. Maybe nothing overtly does occur. But the point is, in all of this, is being prepared.
Yeah.
Let's just say for a moment something like 9/11, or maybe not so big as that, maybe bigger than that, I don't know. But let's say something does occur. What we have to understand is that it's not the end of it, and that we are in a time when trouble will be escalating and cascading, where before things happened and then long time might go and people will get lax. Not anymore. It's one thing that's going to be building on top of another. That's what Jesus, he told us that it would.
I hear the sound of an alarm.
Yes.
I hear the sound of a siren. When I was a child, we had a civil defense siren in our neighborhood. And that thing would go off and everybody heard it. They heard it everywhere. And those were back in the days when there was talk about nuclear attacks and things like that. But I hear the sound of a siren. And, you know, I'm thinking about this scripture in Joel 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and the babies. And let the bridegroom go forth out of his chamber and the bride out of her closet.
So no excuses, in other words.
Right.
No excuses.
Exactly.
This doesn't excuse.
No excuses.
This doesn't excuse anyone. So
there is an alarm. And I like this. The fact that you brought this out in Ephesians chapter 4:11, God uses the men and the women of God, the fivefold ministry, to sound this alarm, to let us know and hear from God. You know, I've seen myself like Moses. You go in preparation for the messages that I preach. Moses went up to the mountain. He heard from God. He came back down the mountain and he spoke to the people for God. And that's what the fivefold ministry is all about.
A lot of times those messages of preparation, they come and they're not precluded with, okay, something's coming, so you need to hear this message. No, God's just given you the messages. It's all about how you listen to them. Are you listening with a sense of urgency? Are you paying attention? Are you taking it seriously? Or is it just another Bible lesson and you might think about it and leave it up to the preacher and his responsibility for you to grow in the Lord? Well, those days are gone forever, my friend. They never were a good idea.
No.
But now it's critical, and it's even a matter of life and death.
Yeah.
Can I jump into this?
Yeah, please.
Timothy. Okay. We talked about this yesterday in 2 Timothy 4:1-4, but I'm going to start at the end and then work our way back up. At the end it says, "For the time is coming when people will not tolerate They will not endure, won't stick around long for sound, wholesome instruction. But having ears itching for something pleasing and gratifying, they want some entertainment. They want something that feels good, feels emotional. You know, I've had people say, I will leave the church. I'm looking for a more contemporary worship experience. Okay, now you told me before you were called of God to be in the church, and yet you want something that will tickle the emotions more. You're looking more for an experience rather than to hear and to stick where God told you to. Okay, don't meddle, Terry. Okay, they will gather to themselves, one teacher after another, to a considerable number, chosen to satisfy their own liking, to foster the errors they hold. So it doesn't just mean teaching that's in error, that would be included. You can hear a good preacher and stay with it until they say something that steps on your toes. And it steps on your toes and you think, well, I don't think I like that anymore. Well, I think the Lord is calling me out. And they do that, and the pastor has said often, I have a message every Sunday for a lot of people that are sitting in another man's church or sitting on a boat or sitting watching television or on the golf course, doing something instead of being where God told them to be. And it's critical that we be where God wants us to be. So back to the top, Paul, an apostle to Timothy, a pastor, said, I charge you in the presence of God, in the light of His coming or His coming kingdom, preach the word, keep your sense of urgency, stand by, be at hand, be ready all the time, whether the opportunity is favorable or unfavorable, easy or not, convenient or not, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You as a preacher of the word are to show people in what way their lives are wrong. Convince them, rebuke them, correct them, warn them, urge them. Are you willing to sit and listen to a message like that? Do all the messages have to be about, oh, God's going to bless you? This is the blessing of God. Okay? And without these, the blessing can't be free to work. We have to be willing to be corrected. We have to be willing to see the way our lives are wrong. I mean, I always want to have before the Lord and say, everything that I'm hearing preached, put myself up in the light of it and say, okay, what needs to change or adjust? Anyway, the point is that's what we're doing through these broadcasts, what we're always doing really, but we're very pointedly doing it right now because the times are urgent. It's urgent right now. Keep that sense of urgency.
We have to.
And even if things were to calm down, he said, don't let your urgency go.
No.
Because tomorrow may hold something that you're not ready for unless you stay ready.
Peter said, be sober, be vigilant.
Be vigilant. Pay attention.
Pay attention to what's going on. And there is an early warning system that God has, and he's warning us. He's showing us some things. And you know, we don't have to live blindly, not seeing what's coming or what's happening. We cannot be caught off guard. And the United States has been caught off guard. Israel was caught off guard. But listen to what Luke 8:17 says, for there is nothing hidden that shall not be disclosed, nor anything secret that shall not be known or come out into the open. I've been praying over that scripture concerning our upcoming elections, that any kind of corruption, any kind of backdoor dealings, any kind of things that are going on, those things are going to be revealed. They will be seen.
And I want to say something about that too, George. You know, we've seen even in the last several years, information has come out.
Yeah.
But people too dull and blind to see it, to hear it. Some don't even think that that's wicked. They think that's right. Others just don't believe it, won't act on it. Some don't care. Some prefer it that way, but that's the light that we're believing for is this awakening unto God. You need it. I need it. We need it even before the government and the rest of the world needs it to not miss what God is saying to us.
I'm looking down at this in Joel chapter 3, verse 9. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. I mean, there is a sounding right now.
Even the mighty men were asleep.
Yes. Wake them up.
And
wake them up.
Everybody has to be awakened. And you may think you're awake, but boy, we got to keep it before the Holy Spirit. Show me. Wake me. Don't let me get dull. Keep me alert. keep me on my toes. I'll change. I'll listen. I'll do whatever I need to do.
Noah, he knew that there was a warning from God. It says in Hebrews 11:7, prompted by faith, Noah, being forewarned by God concerning events of which as yet there was no visible sign, took heed and diligently and reverently constructed and prepared an ark for the deliverance of his own family. He prepared.
He
got
heed.
Ready.
He took heed to the warning.
Now, here's something, Terry, in Acts chapter 27. The Lord warned Paul of the journey that he was going on. Now, listen to this. In verses 9 and 10, now, when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them, saying, men, I perceive this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also of our lives.
He knew even his own life was in danger.
He knew it.
And he perceived it. There was no angel involved in this at the time. There was nothing outside of the ordinary, except that the Holy Spirit was letting him know, and he was sensitive to it. He was paying attention to it. And you can see through that later on then, he had to get into a place of more intense prayer, and God intervened with an angel.
Yeah, so nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship than the things that were spoken by Paul. However, the centurion paid greater attention to the pilot and the owner of the ship than to what Paul said. The centurion, these are different translations of it, but the centurion set Paul's warning aside and let the ship captain and the ship owner talk him into trying for the next harbor. So there was definitely a clear sign that Paul received, but they weren't listening to him.
No,
they did not pay attention to him.
And that's what the government can do, things you can't override. Other people, other situations can do things you can't naturally override. Paul couldn't override that.
Right.
But he stayed with God. He stayed in touch, and he put the weapons of his own warfare and activated them in prayer and fasting. And he stayed with it for days in the middle of a hurricane.
Right.
Okay. So he's a typhoon. So he's staying with that. And God broke through. His life was spared. Their life was spared. But that ship was lost, and don't you know, from that point forward, all those people paid great attention to what Paul had
to
say.
They did. And in the preparation for that situation, you know, I don't know if you want to get into this now, but there are different things that we can do in these situations, especially not being subject to the collateral damage of the curse. And Paul was able to change this. He was able to change the outcome of it. You know, we can, in these situations, we can stop a situation entirely. We can change the outcome of it. We can change or alter the intensity of it. That same thing happened with Jesse and Katrina.
Yep.
He changed the outcome of Katrina over his property.
You know, some years ago, I was preparing to speak in a church, and I heard the Lord, not with my outside ears, but I heard it so clear on the inside. And he said, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There is nothing that you cannot either prevent, change, or overcome. Mm. We see that in that storm. Mm-hmm. Paul couldn't prevent it. There was almost did, but they wouldn't listen. But he did overcome the situation. He changed the outcome for him and those men, and then they overcame. And so understanding that, and we go into this with a sense of victory at whatever level that we can. The Lord said to my dad once, he said, you can affect things in your nation, in your state. You can affect them some of the time. Just you know, your prayer group, your church, you can affect things some of the time. You can affect your community. You can make a difference. You can protect it most of the time because it's closer and you have more authority there. But in you and your house, you can change things, prevent things. You can overcome anything. As for you, as for me and my house, we serve the Lord.
That's right.
And the choices that you make and the word that you stand on and the readiness, if you're ready, then it puts us in a better position to be able to do exactly what God said we're able to do. Being able to do it, if we don't take it up and do what God says about it, then being able to is not actually doing it.
So Paul warned them of that situation. They didn't listen to him. One translation said they sailed on.
Yeah.
Well, in Acts 27, verse 21, but after a long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity.
You should have listened to me.
It's the Holy Ghost, I told you so.
I told you so. He said, men, you should have listened to me and have not sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of God, of the God to whom I belong and to whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul, you must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. However, we must run aground on a certain island. So the intended outcome of the devil's plan to kill the Apostle Paul and the crew was stopped.
Praise God
for
that. Praise God for that. We can see here the power of God and the, as we said before, the instruments of our warfare. Paul didn't let go. He was prepared. He knew what to do. And in all of this, it caused all of these people to be very aware of God. His name was glorified. The power of the anointing on Paul's life, I'm sure they did whatever he said. Then you watch favor on Paul when they did stop there on that island. And so much prosperity came. A healing revival broke out.
That's
miracles
right.
Everywhere. The name of the Lord was magnified.
That's right.
And that's what God wanted. It wasn't God's plan for them to have to do that on that island at that time. But I tell you, God has a wonderful way of making the devil regret he ever messed with us if we're prepared and if we're ready. And one point, George, I thought right here, I know we're going to talk about this more as we go along.
Oh,
Do not be afraid. This is key. Have to deal with fear.
Yep.
We've been listening to some of Dad's messages on don't fear in Psalm 91. Being prepared means being ahead of things that are scary. Being prepared is knowing how to deal with fear so that when fear presents itself, you're already ready that it doesn't affect you.
Right, exactly. You know, we can't ignore the warning signals of God. And that's what we've been talking about the last couple of days is God's early warning system. On December 7th, 1941, he was warning somebody. There were warning signs out there.
They had information, but George, through dullness of heart, dullness of mind, because I'm telling you, without looking to God, even the obvious is not obvious, can be hidden.
Right. Yeah, and we can't ignore that, and I can't. I'm endeavoring, and we are endeavoring, to listen to the early warnings of God. We endeavor to do that for our lives personally. You can do that for your life personally. And be prepared for whatever is coming. And sometimes that preparing, the end outcome of that preparation is you never knew when it was supposed to hit. You never knew it was going to happen. There are things that, I mean, we are always in the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right thing. You and I were driving down the road and we came to an intersection. This was not too long ago.
Just a few weeks ago.
And so I had actually saw something online about when you come to an intersection, when the light turns green, don't go right away. Stop. Look both ways and make sure that nobody is starting to run that red light. So I'm sitting there at that red light. It turns green and I put that into practice. I look this way and when I look that way, I saw the police chasing a guy going at high speed, going right in front of us and turning in front of us.
And we just sat there.
And we just sat there and didn't move.
I think the point to make there, too, is that this is a time of lawlessness. The Bible talks about laws and the lawless one, the Antichrist.
Yep.
And what is that? He's anti-law, anti-God's law, anti-men's law. And since that time, I don't know how many times we've seen people run red lights, try to, you know, somebody said, well, I thought the yellow light meant just go faster. And people are doing that right through a red light. And it kills people. Mm-hmm. It kills people. For what reason?
Yeah.
To save 30 seconds, to save a couple of minutes? Because you want to see if you can break the law and get away with it? Well, a lot of people aren't getting away with it. George, let's talk about this on the John 16:13.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. John 16:13, Amplified Classic. When the Spirit of Truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, He will guide you into the truth, the whole, full truth. The truth is not just actual facts. The truth is... it's the truth that Jesus said, my words are truth. He's the truth. All things are in Him. All the revelation is in Him. And the Holy Spirit will open that up to you. He'll open up to you the word that you need to know before the trouble comes. The moment before it comes, the week, the year before it comes. He will not speak His own message on His own authority. He'll tell what He hears from the Father. He'll give the message that's been given to Him. He'll announce and declare to you the things that are to come that will happen in the future.
Praise God.
He will show
God.
Us. And a lot of times we can sense what's coming in the future because of what He's telling us to give our attention to, what He's telling us to focus on. I know some of my kids, the Lord told them to start taking some special classes about some things. Well, when they did that... Then, because of that, they're like, if we need to be prepared for this, that means in likelihood that's something coming.
Yes.
If He's got you praying more, it could be because He's got something coming.
And the important thing to do, pray in the Spirit a lot.
Pray in tongues a lot.
We'll talk about that later. But these two books that we have available, these books are dedicated to preparing us.
I love that. We've got Brother Copeland's book.
Yep.
Living at the End of Time.
Yes.
Or Living at the End of Our Time.
Our Time.
Our Time here on this earth. And then Sister Copeland's book, Are You Ready? These are not big books, but wow, if you take them serious.
Yes.
And keep that sense of urgency.
Yes.
Go line by line and ask yourself, have I really done that? Then ask the Holy Spirit, have I really done that? Sometimes you think you have, and He says, not so much. Or, yes, you have, but let's get stronger in it. These are the kind of things that make the difference in life and death, success or failure,
exactly.
Preparation or unpreparation.
Right. You know, urgency is not panic.
No.
No.
That's a good point.
Godly urgency is faith.
That's right.
You're cool, you're calm, you're collected. You know what to do. You know how to handle the situation.
And you do it.
And you do it. You do it. You fulfill it. So we want to make these available to you because we are living at the end of time. We're about to cross over and things are heating up right now. And we need to know how to get ready and we need to know how to prepare.
Okay. So if you'll pay attention to the announcement that's coming up, then you'll find out how you can get it because we just want to give it to you. And gosh, what a great help you
I
be
know.
Prepared.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Are you prepared for the return of Jesus Christ? Do you sense that we are living in the final days before His glorious appearing? Now more than ever, it's crucial for believers to be ready and equipped for the coming move of God. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a vital message for you in this critical hour. In the End Time Readiness Package, you'll receive two powerful resources to help you navigate the narrow band of time before Christ's return. In Living at the End of Time, a time of supernatural increase, Kenneth Copeland reveals that we've entered a period of acceleration. You'll discover how to cooperate with God's end time agenda and experience signs, wonders, and miracles in your everyday life. In Gloria Copeland's mini book, Are You Ready?, learn how to stay watchful and in tune with the Spirit so you're fully prepared with God's Word for what's ahead. Live victoriously and confidently, free from fear in these end times, and be ready for the greatest outpouring of God's glory ever seen. Get equipped with the End Time Readiness Package and receive books by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on paperback or as digital downloads. Request your free package today on kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Find out how you can live healed, protected, and free from fear. Offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
What a blessing it is to be able to have these resources absolutely free for helping people to prepare for what's coming and even in the midst of what's going on right now. This is extremely valuable. I want to read this. This is from Brother Copeland's book, Living at the End of Time. He says, Jesus is coming. I don't know if it's this year. I don't know if it's next year. I don't know if it's next week, but I do know he's coming, and it's a whole lot sooner than most of us think. He said, well, Brother Copeland, how can you be so sure? He said, read the word, then just take a good look around you. It doesn't matter where on this planet you live. There's more glory, more outpouring, more preaching, more word, more believers, and even more hell on this earth than there's ever been before. It's nothing like mankind has ever seen. Time, as we've known it, is over. These are different times now that we're living in. So we have to do everything we can to stay ready, to stay prepared, and to be in a position to hear from God.
That's why these conventions that we have are so important. Think about it.
Yeah.
You can set aside as many as 6 days, July 29th through August the 3rd. Join us at the Fort Worth Convention Center. We are serious about it, from early in the morning mm-hmm. to late on at night. Serve after service after service with, for the teenagers, the kids, everybody
yes.
is in that. Why? We are there to hear the word of God, pick up on the faith of the believers around us so that we can stay armed for what's going on right now
well,
and prepared
good.
For the things that are to come.
That's
so
right.
If you want more information about that or even to register now, you can go to kcm.org/events. Tell you all you need to know about the convention and be prepared. Until then, until tomorrow, we'll see you again. Remember that God loves you.
We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.